as far as our understanding of the term education, when teaching and learning about the Holocaust, it's, you know, it works on several levels, right? So you want people to gain knowledge, and you want them to, once they gain that knowledge, to think critically about it, evaluate it, apply it to their understanding of the world today. And then I think also, in many cases, inspire them to take action, to actively create a better world. Most institutions I know that focus on teaching about the Holocaust, and I view our institution as no exception in this, want people to learn about the history in order to take action to create a better world. It's the notion of a living memorial, one that, in order to honor the victims of the past, work to create a better future. So in the short answer, that's our understanding of the term education. We also want people to be active learners. We want to engage them around the collections of our museum. One of the things that makes this particular museum unique, I think, along with Yad Vashem, is that we have enormous collections, archival holdings, artifacts from the time, testimonies from survivors, and we're working very hard to get as much of that available online as possible. Just today, so Tuesday, May 2nd, we launched a project called the World Memory Project, and you can find it online at worldmemoryproject.org. And this is the root of what will become a larger educational and research project. We're inviting people all over the world to log in, and we are partnering with Ancestry.com, who is providing a tool that people can use to digitize and index our collections. And we're hoping to create the largest online resource of this type for people. Essentially, it's one way that ordinary folks can help us to take documents we have in our archival holdings, take it, the data from them, and key it into database format so that then these holdings will become searchable and people can use them for research. But I'm also hoping we can come up with some creative online experiences where people can use it for educational activities as well. That's one example how I understand education to work with digital media, is that digital media provides a real opportunity for ordinary people to actively engage with institutions to help us improve our collections, to help us improve everybody's understanding of the history of the Holocaust. So digital media provides an opportunity not just to reach a broader audience, but for that audience to essentially work with their peers to help each other learn. And a lot of the projects that we're launching try to do just that.